You're listening to SBS News.
I'm on my phone a lot, like way too much. But the people who use their phone while they're on the toilet, that's disgusting. And I am one of those people. Sometimes I go to the bathroom and I sit down and I'm like, oh man, forgot my phone. And I just gotta sit there all bored. I wonder what my phone is doing.
That's US stand-up comedian Angela Johnson-Reyes on TikTok confessing about her phone use while on the toilet. And it's not only a phone full of germs you should be worried about. Sitting on the toilet for too long and scrolling through your social media accounts or clearing out your emails can increase your risk of developing hemorrhoids. Professor Rupert Leong is a gastroenterologist based at Concord Hospital in Sydney.
The theory is that the pathogenesis of these vascular swellings is due to straining. So people that sit on toilets, especially those that sit on for extensive periods of time, they may not be focused on just defecating, right? They are distracted doing other things whilst defecating, i.e. on smartphones. This activity may be prolonging the defecation process, resulting in excessive straining, which then can increase the pressure of the blood vessels that leads to the vascular swelling and eventually rupture of the vessels that leads to bleeding.
Hemorrhoids is one of the most common anorectal health conditions in Australia. Flinders University Emeritus Professor Graham Young is a gastroenterologist. He says there are a number of clear signs of a hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoids are, in the beginning, internal and they're small. Gee, it's only the modern day TV and news you'd be discussing this sort of detail, isn't it? It's only when they start to bulge down a bit through the anus that they become apparent, and you can feel uncomfortable in that area. And usually, when you're wiping yourself after passing a bowel action, you will feel that something's not right. You'll even feel the hemorrhoids. And if they get really big and bulge, well, yes, they're big and bulgy and they feel like you've caught a couple of grapes or something there. You know if you've got hemorrhoids, either because of the physical presence or because of the suggestion they're there because of the bleeding.
A new study published in peer-reviewed PLOS One journal surveyed 125 adults aged 45 and older who were having a colonoscopy at a hospital in Boston. They were asked how often they used their phones while on the toilet and for how long. The survey found 66% of all participants used smartphones while on the toilet, with that group spending more time, over 5 minutes, on the toilet than non-phone toilet users. Checking the news and using social media were the most common smartphone toilet activities. The researchers suggest that smartphone use may inadvertently prolong toilet time, potentially increasing pressure in anal tissues, which may then lead to hemorrhoids. Professor Young says the focus should be on being efficient and strain-free in your bowel movements.
For people who have, you know, a difficult bowel habit in terms of initiating the bowel action, the chances are they're going to be sitting longer on the toilet and straining. What it really boils down to is it's not a good idea to be sitting on the toilet for ages, waiting and hoping for something to happen, and especially straining to achieve that. If you go to the toilet and nothing's happening fairly quickly, you really need to get up and leave it and come back to it later on.
The pain and inflammation from hemorrhoids can often be easily treated with over-the-counter medications from the pharmacy. For more severe cases, your doctor may prescribe a corticosteroid cream. Less often, a surgical procedure might be needed. Along with time spent on the toilet, other commonly believed hemorrhoid risk factors include low fibre intake, straining, constipation, age, sex differences, and pregnancy.
If there is a real problem of constipation, and by constipation we mean not going to the toilet often enough, then you really need to get the constipation dealt with by dietary fibre and discussion with the doctor if that doesn't work. So I'm not sure that it's to do with reading the phones. I think people are reading the phones because they're sitting there waiting for something to happen, and what are they going to do? It's an interesting study, but I think it's more about sitting on the toilet for too long than it is in scrolling down the phone.
So how are hemorrhoids diagnosed? Experts say you should firstly visit your general practitioner, who will ask you about your symptoms and will examine your anal passage to look for any swollen blood vessels. Dr. Leong says GP visit would also be useful in ruling out more serious conditions, including bowel cancer.
The symptom of hemorrhoids is very non-specific. So passage to red blood can be something benign as a hemorrhoid, or it can be something more sinister that includes a bowel cancer. So anyone who's got bleeding in the bowel should present to the general practitioner, who will then perform an external examination. Just by looking in, that can help to confirm hemorrhoid. However, somebody who has not had sufficient investigations, they should have a colonoscopy. So I'm talking about someone who hasn't had a colonoscopy before, or now getting in the age group where bowel cancer can be common.
Dr. Kate McCrill is a gastroenterology psychologist at Middlemore Hospital and a lecturer at the University of Auckland. She told the Australian Science Media Centre that smartphone use on the toilet might be disrupting gut-brain communication. She says the human digestive system is controlled by what's called the enteric nervous system. That's a neural network within the gastrointestinal tract, which is often described as the body's second brain. Dr. McCrill says sitting on the toilet for longer than you need to might start to change the signals the bowel sends, making the bowel unsure whether it is completely evacuated, leading to abdominal pain, actual constipation, discomfort, and even longer time sitting on the toilet. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.